Welcome to Christian Family and Christ Mission.com, and we're going to continue on our Easter program. And today's going to be lesson two in our Passion and Resurrection series of Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel. And it is from Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 31. It's of the Lord's Supper. And before we begin, we're going to sing a song. And me and Augustine will sing a hymn together. Augustine, my son, and myself are going to sing I Surrender All, a duet. Thank you.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
So, Augustine, this is a very beautiful Easter week that we're spending here. It's the first week in many decades that we've never gone to an Easter conference. We're having our conference 1 week after Easter. So far, what have you learned from this Easter? One point.
Well, I learned that God loves us unconditionally, no matter what we do. Even though human love can be conditional at times, God loves us no matter what we do, and so much that He sent His Son for us. And that's what I learned.
So much insight from a, what are you, a junior this year?
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
Yep.
Must be the Holy Spirit.
Must be.
Now, can you do the reading for us today? Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 31.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take this, this is my body." Then He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," He said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same.
Thank you very much, Augustine. Welcome, and we're going to continue in our series here. Today, the title of today's Daily Bread message is The Lord's Supper, Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 31, and the key verse is chapter 14, verse 24.
It says, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. Dear Lord, thank you for the blood covenant of Jesus that saves us from all our sins and enables us to enter into eternal life with you. Lord, thank you for saving me from my sins and helping me to love you each day. I pray for my family members, all my friends, and the people of my community to love and to serve you. May you open their eyes to see the glory of God and the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. Please plant your word in my heart, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Part 1, the blood of the covenant. Verses 22 to 26. The blood of the covenant, verses 22 to 26. At the Passover meal with his disciples, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them. They all drank from it. Jesus says, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many." Just as the covenant was sealed in blood, Jesus made a new covenant with his disciples in his blood. His holy blood is acceptable to the Father to cleanse us of all of our sins. I want to think more about the blood covenant of Jesus. Jesus made it possible to enter into a covenant relationship with God. I always think about Jeremiah 31, verses 33 to 34, when I think about the covenant Jesus has made with us. It reads, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I'll put my law on their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Jesus' shed blood allows God to forgive us of our sins. The righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled. We are forgiven and made holy by the blood of Jesus. From God's point of view, our hearts become a place where the Holy Spirit can dwell. His Spirit reminds us all of all that Jesus has taught. It reminds us of the Word of God. And we can know Jesus very personally. We can be directly taught by God. We have eternal life as God's precious children. Praise God for His grace and the new covenant in His blood. Jesus lives in me. He lives in all believers. His Spirit draws me to pray to Jesus, to find great joy, having quiet time in His Word. My favorite time in any vacation is to go to a local cafe and write my daily devotional in my journal. This is Jesus drawing me to Himself. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me joy in my heart through Your Spirit. It is all made possible through the blood of Jesus and not through my own righteousness or good deeds or morality, hard work, etc. Now I'd like to think about the body of Jesus. Jesus' body was broken and His blood was shed to save all who believe in Him. Listen to these verses from the Bible. John chapter 1, verse 29. It reads, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" Romans 3:25 reads, "God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished." 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." Hebrews 9:14, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" These are only a few verses among many. Many verses that tell us about the sacrifice of Jesus and what His sacrifice means to us. When we eat the body of Jesus, we accept Him, His sacrifice. We internalize the gospel. The bread of life becomes part of us and dwells in every part of our body. Jesus becomes our all in all. Jesus should become all of our constitution, dwelling in the hearts of every member of our congregation. I pray to always take communion and eat the body and blood of Jesus in a worthy manner, which means accompanied with repentance and faith and a heart ready, full of forgiveness, renewal, and ready to live a new life. Part 2, predictions of failure and glory, 27 to 31. Jesus knew in his Jesus knew from prophecy that his disciples would fall away temporarily, but he also knew he would rise again and go ahead of them into Galilee. Peter boasted that he would never fall away, that he would die for Jesus, but Jesus foretold that Peter would disown him three times that night. But despite of the power of darkness, Jesus, the light of the world, would shine. He said, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Jesus would suffer and die. His disciples would deny him and scatter. His enemies and the devil would gloat. But Jesus would rise again. All those who have a covenant relationship with Jesus through his body and blood will come through the darkness and behold the glory of God, walk in the light of Jesus, and dwell in the kingdom of heaven. This is a dark world. People are deceived to thinking that living a material life is the best way of life. Experiencing travel to exotic places, resting all the time, seeking human glory and human security is the only way and the best way to live. Young people are tempted to live in sin and avoid marriage altogether. Mediums and spiritists are glorified. Marriage based on romantic love only is glorified. University choices based on personal benefit and are emphasized, ignoring spiritual life and spiritual disciplines. Ignoring Jesus seems to be the norm. Abandoning the church seems to be normal among our young people, and allowing sin to dwell in our hearts is deemed normal. Talking about Jesus and Christianity is offensive in many circles nowadays. Who can save our young people and ourselves from falling away from Jesus in this culture? It is only the Spirit of God, only the body and blood of Jesus that helps us to keep this the life-giving covenant with God. Jesus and this gospel keeps us in His graces and keeps us on the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Thank you, my Lord, for saving me, for saving us. Hallelujah for the Lamb of God. One word, hallelujah for the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. May God continue to bless your hearing of these short vignettes into the meaning of Easter and plant in your heart gospel faith. God be with you all. Amen.